The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوْ بِلِيْهِ إِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. My dear brothers and sisters in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by first off extending our condolences to the Imam of our time, Imam al-Hujjah, and to each and every one of us as we continue in this commemoration of the tragedy of Karbala and the period of Ashra Zainabiya. And as we continue and we conclude these lecture series where we've been trying to pick out some of the lines of the Ziyarat of Arba'in, the same Ziyarat which was taught to us by our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wassalam. I want to begin with the verse that I started with from chapter number 3, which is Surah Ali Imran, verse 169. And the verse, Allah actually speaks, and He has this similar verse multiple times in the Quran, where He poses this reality to us about people who have been killed in the way of Allah. Now, one of the interesting things of the ayat of the Quran and of our theology is that Allah differentiates between those who die a natural death, people who die from old age, from a heart attack, from whatever other ailments that we suffer. Allah differentiates between those individuals and those who die in the way of Allah as a martyr, as a shaheed. And in this verse which I began with, Allah says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. That do not consider or presume those who have been killed in the way of God as being dead. So physically we might find them to be dead. They're no longer with us on earth. They're no longer walking, eating, drinking, living a normal life. But Allah says that don't presume these people to be dead. As He says, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ إِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. That they are alive with their Lord, receiving some sort of sustenance. And other ayat are interesting. Allah tells us, for example, فَرِهِينَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. That they are rejoicing, they're celebrating, they're having fun. They're enjoying all of the things that Allah is giving to them. And it doesn't end there. The verses continue and they say that they are trying to convey to you and I that they're in a good place, they're in a good situation. And they're waiting for us. They're waiting for us to follow in their footsteps. And it's important to remember this because Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, although he was killed on the day of Ashura, although Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam was killed on the day of Ashura, although all those brave men were slain and slaughtered on that day, but we don't call them as being dead. They will one day come back, and I'll speak about that briefly tonight. They have not died in the way that we understand death. They will come back, there will be a return of these individuals, and there will be an ultimate battle that they will once again face before the end of this world comes about. The Ziyarat of Arba'in, as I said, is one of those which has many, many lessons that we can learn in there. Let me begin with the words of the Imam and just again try to go through these points tonight in the time that we have available. وَقَلْبِي لِقَلْبِكُمْ سِلْمٌ. That my heart is at peace with your heart. Now, peace here means the opposite of war, meaning that we're at complete contentment, heart to heart, with the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. We're not warring against them. We're not breaking the rules of the Ahlul Bayt, which obviously are just the rules of Allah. And as you can see, these become more and more difficult. It's easy to say Iman. It becomes a bit more of a challenge now to believe in the Rajat. But now we're saying that I'm at peace with you, meaning that I'm not going to fight against you. I'm not going to be one like those on the day of Ashura, those thousands who wrote letters to Abu Abdullah. And then when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Right? How many people wrote letters to Abu Abdullah? But when he made his stand, when he approached the city of Kufa, what happened to those people? Maybe they weren't actively at war with him, but it was their passivity, not going forth to help the Imam. So as I had been mentioning these last nights, that history is not just to read about, it's to reflect upon. Ahl Kufa, the people of Kufa, wrote letters to their Imam, they betrayed him. But are we in the same situation? Are we at war with our Imam? Hopefully not, and then I'm sure none of us are, because we're here tonight, that we are at peace with the Imam. Our hearts are at peace with the Ahlul Bayt. We want whatever they want for us, and we want to follow in their footsteps. But we always have to check ourselves. Make sure that we're being honest to the cause of Ali Muhammad alayhum as-salatu was-salam. And then it becomes the next step, at step number 4, a bit more difficult. Now we say, wa amri لِأَمْرِكُمْ مُتَّبِعُ, that my actions, the way that I live my life, it follows in the way that you live your life. So again, it's easy to believe, it's easy to say I'm a mu'min, right? It's easy to have belief in Rajat, it's easy to say I'm at peace with you, but now I'm saying my actions, they follow in your footsteps. Whatever you wanted, I want as well. If you don't want something, I don't want that as well. This becomes challenging because A, we have to know the seerah of Rasulullah, of Lady Zahra, of the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. We have to know what their lifestyle was all about. We have to study their life. And then we have to try and implement their life and what they did at a practical level in our lives. As I looked at last night, just that one statement of Abu Abdullah, that hayhat min al-dhillah. Right, we can make the proclamation, we can wear the t-shirt, we can recite the noha, but then do we follow in what we are mentioning? Right? Do we actually put that into practice? It's easy to say the things. It's easy, for example, to cry over the fact that the coverings of the ladies of Ahlul Bayt was removed from them. It's easy to hear about the earrings being ripped and the chadars and the outer cloaks and garments of the women being stolen from them, and then going into that level of being humiliated in front of the people in Kufa or in Sham. But then as a young Muslim woman, if I'm not wearing the hijab, then I have to ask myself when I say this line, that am I truly following in the footsteps? And I don't want to point fingers, because that's not how I work. I'm not saying, you know, that, oh, you don't wear hijab, you're not good. No, it's a challenge. For men, we don't have that struggle of having to be identified as Muslims. And so the sisters, it's a much more difficult challenge for them to wear that hijab with understanding and to uphold it. And so we have to give them the strength that they need and help them and encouragement to be able to don that hijab. But men, we also have responsibilities. You know, many times men say, well, only women have hijab. No, even men, we have hijab. People don't talk about it, but men have to cover parts of their body. We can't be just, for example, on social media and showing parts of our body. And we tell our sisters that you cover up and I can wear what I want out. No, as men, we have to be respectable. We have to wear certain levels of clothing. We have to carry ourselves in a certain way. Hijab is not just a cloth on the head. Hijab is more than that. It's the attitude. It's how you carry yourself in society. Hijab is what you post on social media. Hijab is much more than just a cloth. And so when we tell the Imam, wa amri li amrikum muttabi', that I'm following in your footsteps. Again, we need to look at their life and follow the examples that the Prophet and his family have left for us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. محمد يا مؤمنين صل على